You're listening to an episode of a Wondery Plus exclusive series. To continue listening, join Wondery Plus and enjoy ad-free listening to over 40,000 episodes, early access to your favorite podcasts, and more. Find Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I've got a problem. It's my boyfriend, Tommy. Okay, not him exactly. It's his hair.
Tommy, like, describe what your hair looks like now.
Well, it's a little, what do we say?
I said it's a combination of Joe Dirt meets the Tiger King.
Yeah. This reminds me of that every 15 minutes. So,
so it just kind of looks like he's wearing, like, a Halloween wig.
Yeah, Tommy's got quarantine hair. And with the barbershops and salons closed, our options for what to do about it are kind of limited. So I'm going to cut his hair.
Oh, no. Wait. No, I don't have a comb.
Okay, we had a comb yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Where's my comb?
I mean, how hard could it be? Right? From Wondery, I'm Nikki Boyer, and this is The Daily Smile. I got a smile. We've all learned a few new skills lately since we've been stuck at home. But there's one skill that I think a lot of us have realized we never really had. Cutting hair. But with most salons and barbershops closed around the country, some of us have had to open our own hyper-local hair salons. So today's smile, well, it's kind of personal. My boyfriend Tommy's hair was getting kind of out of control. Normally, it looks cool, you know, rocker messy. But now the bangs are long and the back is, well, like I said, Joe Dirt meets Tiger King. So desperate times call for desperate measures. He's agreed to let me try and take care of it. But before I start, I wanted to get a little professional advice from someone I trust.
Hello?
Hi, Aunt Jackie.
Well, hi, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, so-so.
I miss you.
I hope you do.
My Aunt Jackie lives in St. Louis, my hometown. She's been cutting and styling hair professionally for 43 years. I grew up in that salon. At times, I was like her little assistant, folding towels, sweeping up the hair, and of course, listening in on all of the gossip. So I thought maybe I could pull this off.
Have your comb and brush, your scissors all laying in there, close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do as I say. Part it across the ears, part it down the back. And combed back straight down. You may have to repart the center.
But I quickly realized I need visuals, and I couldn't get Aunt Jackie to do a video call. So I promised her I'd share a photo of the end result, and I called another haircutting pro, Fred Pecora. And this time, we Zoomed it.
Hi, Fred.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ready to embark on our adventure.
Well, I'm glad you are.
Yeah. Well, you got a good-looking model, so that's good.
Fred's been cutting hair in Orange County, California since the mid-70s.
Since 76. So what is that even?
So you've been doing hair as long as I've been alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Fred definitely knows what he's doing. He's cut the locks of a pretty impressive lineup of famous rockers and punk scene guys, along with his normal longtime clients. And now, he's going to Zoom cut Tommy. It's better this way. I'll be like his puppet, guiding the scissors and comb, but letting him tell me what to do.
I have a comb and a pair of scissors just to help myself to explain to you what to do, because I've been doing this rather a long time. So my haircuts are reflexive now. I don't really think about it. I just cut. So this is fun for me because I actually have to think about a haircut, which I haven't done in a while. This is fun. This will be great. Do you have a comb?
Oh, no. Wait. No, I don't have a comb.
Okay, well, that's a start. This is actually like salon
Fred.
Type situation, too, because we lose our stuff all the time.
Hey, is it in the little kit thingy? Oh,
here.
Yeah, look in there. Oh, my God. I've already failed. I don't have a comb.
Oh.
Yay.
Comb.
So I have a comb.
So the hair should be clean and ready to go. You might want to mist it a little bit then.
Okay, I'm going to mist it. So I'm spraying his hair. I'm lifting it with a comb. this scares me now, Fred, because now I see how much hair there is potentially for me to destroy. These scissors that I have, they're hair cutting scissors, but I've been using them for things like, you know, cutting the tags off of my clothing. So they're a little dull. Is there anything I can do to sharpen these?
At this point, not really. But I've cut hair with almost everything at one time or another. So unless the hair just bends and doesn't cut at all, you should be fine with those.
Because I do have a knife sharpener. I don't know if this even will sharpen scissors or not.
I don't know. You got me. Is that how you do it with your knife?
Yeah, this is the worst idea ever. I am fired. Okay. Do you feel better now, babe?
There's that thing, you know, that we usually don't say right away, but, you know, hair grows. Right. Might be early to say that, but, you know, it grows. So.
Oh, my God, Fred, I love you. I want to come see you. This is so cool. Okay, so I'm not going to lie. My heart's beating a little bit. I don't know why I'm so nervous.
I'm a little nervous, too.
I think once you cut, you'll feel better.
Okay.
So why don't you cut a guideline in the front?
Okay.
Right below his eyebrows. So you're going to bring the hair from the sides here.
Okay.
To like a point at the bridge of his nose. This, the bang area.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Fred. Okay, so I'm taking all of his... Okay, so I'm pulling Tommy's hair towards the front, like all of his bangs into my fingers.
About there.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Okay. So I'm going to go like this.
Tommy's got a lot of hair. It's layered and longish. And clippers aren't an option.
So should I cut?
Cut.
I'm scared. Okay, so I'm going to cut. Oh my God, I'm cutting. Oh my God, there's no turning back.
Can you tell I'm terrified I'm going to butcher my boyfriend's head? I mean, wouldn't you be too?
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Okay, so we're cutting, making it kind of choppy, right? Yeah, these scissors suck, Fred.
Yeah, that'll just add to the excitement.
Oh my God, these are so bad. So while I'm doing this, do you have like 3 or 4 pieces of advice that you could give to me or anyone who's attempting to cut hair maybe for the first or second time in their lives?
Well, let's see. Hair grows. And if you feel like you're getting lost, stop and back up and look and just establish where you are and just do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I feel better now. That was like,
So now comb it back to like normal and see what you did.
Yeah. It's like the sides. Yeah. I never knew that trick. Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah. Look at how nice and clean that is. Good job.
Even though like I'm nervous still and worried, I'm having so much fun. I have to say, this is something I don't think I would have ever done if it weren't for this weird quarantine situation that we're in. So this is a little silver lining.
Everything's different. Yeah. Wow. It looks really good. I have to say, from the profile, it looks really good. Check it and see how it blends.
Oh my God. You're so good. I can see how you would overcut on this side.
Comb the other side forward too and see what it looks like on that side. It looks super good.
Really?
Okay. Now, how about spritzing over Tommy's ears and comb those straight down?
Yeah, there's some random like stragglers that I haven't cut yet. Yeah. How long does a haircut normally take?
That's relative, I guess.
Like anywhere, how long would it take you to cut Tommy's hair?
Probably 15, 20 minutes.
15 minutes? I've been at it for 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I am tired. This is tough work.
Can you do the other side? My arms are tired.
So now you're going to repeat everything that you just did on this side.
Okay, that is adorable that you think I remember that. Okay, I'm combing everything straight down. Wow. I gave time. Wait, are we done?
Well,
what do you think? Oh my God, this is a haircut. That's pretty cool.
To be honest, it turned out better than I expected. It looked like a regular haircut. So I asked Tommy.
Okay, what do you think?
I like it.
I like it. I like the shagginess of it. I like the way the neckline's cut. It's hip. It's cool.
I dig it. All of this weight that was around my ears and my neck and everything is like gone now.
Actually, I have to say, this might be one of the best haircuts you've ever gotten. Wait, Fred, I have to say to you, I love this. I love doing this. This was such a treat.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
If I could hug you, I would squeeze you and say thank you, because we're in such interesting times right now that a haircut feels kind of empowering. And like Tommy said, it kind of lightens him up and makes him feel a little bit normal during these really abnormal times. So what a gift from you. Thank you so, so much.
Well, thank you, too. I had a great time.
Hey, Fred, where's the person that sweeps up after the haircuts?
You're looking at her.
Now I needed to share it with my Aunt Jackie.
Hi, darling.
Oh, hi. Did you see the picture of Tommy and the haircut that I sent you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought you did good.
All right.
I mean, without running your hands through it, it looked pretty doggone good.
Okay, good.
Tell me something. Are you doing good?
I am good. You know, do I miss you? Do I miss coming home? Terribly, but I know I'll get to you soon.
I hope so, honey. Every day you get up, give it to the Lord, and say, I'm going to enjoy this day today, and I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. So remember to be thankful.
I will be thankful. I always am.
And remember, hair grows, but you're not going to mess it up if you do it, I tell you to. I love you, darling. I'm so happy to hear from you.
I love you so much.
Bye, baby.
Bye. Okay, kiddos, that's our story for today. And here's a few more things to make you smile.
My name is Vera. I'm 6 years old, and I'm from Santa Monica, California. What makes me smile is that a mother hummingbird has made her nest off the closest branch from my porch. And I get to go outside to do schoolwork and look at her every now and then to make sure she's safe.
Hi, my name's David. I'm living in New York City right now. And the thing that's been making me smile the most these days has been my long walks by the river and just taking time to look at all of the trees and the plants and the water moving.
Hi, my name is Jen, and I'm in Hermosa Beach, California. My daily smile is that my kids have helped come up with a theme for dinner every night of the week ever since the quarantine started. We have Meatless Mondays, Taco Tuesdays, Wine for Mom Wednesdays, because I need a little wine to get me through the week with two kids and a job. Try It Thursday, where we try a brand new recipe, Fish Fridays, Stay Local Saturdays, where we order in from our favorite local restaurant, and Sunday Supper, where we plan a bigger sit-down meal. This has helped us look forward to all of our dinners together.
What's making you smile today? Send a voice memo to smile@wondery.com, and we might share it on the show. I'm your host, Nikki Boyer. Our theme song is Smile by Ryan Innes. If you like our show, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. If you want to know more about these stories, swipe over our cover art for those links and offers from our sponsors and our email address, where you can send voice memos about what's making you smile. By submitting a voice memo, you consent for us to use it on the show. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Smile ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.